I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. For today's GeoQuiz, we asked you to name a state in western Brazil. It borders Peru and Bolivia and is mostly covered by the Amazon rainforest. The answer is Acre, and it's where researchers have found new evidence of an ancient culture. Here's more from The World's Marina Giovanelli.
A long-lost civilization deep in the Amazon jungle has long been the stuff of legend. In fact, countless explorers have died searching for it since the days Spanish conquistadors set out to find the mythical El Dorado, or City of Gold. Well, Brazilian paleoanthropologist Alceo Ranzi thinks he may have found what has eluded others for centuries, and he wasn't even looking for it.
We were flying over the Amazon.
Ranzi is a professor at the Federal University of Acre in western Brazil. He was jetting over the region one day in 1999 when he spotted a circle etched into a stretch of recently cleared forest far below.
I saw by the window of airplane, I was astonished. Perfect circularity.
The circle was unmistakably man-made and clearly not made recently. Ranzi was amazed by what he saw.
They were able to use geometry with such perfect, like they were using instruments.
Ranzi had a hunch that what he'd seen was evidence of a previously unknown civilization, and he soon assembled a team of researchers to explore the area. Now, more than 10 years later, he and two colleagues have published a report in the journal Antiquities on what they're calling the Acre geoglyphs. The study details a vast network of earthworks. There are squares, circles, and connecting paths. All were cut at meticulous angles with razor-straight edges. Together, the geoglyphs span more than 150 miles. Researchers think they were made at least 300 years before Columbus landed in America. The discovery has caused a stir among anthropologists.
I was astounded, really, at these precise orientations.
Mike Heckenberger teaches at the University of Florida. He's worked in a nearby area of the Amazon for decades, and he visited the Acre geoglyphs with the Brazilian researchers.
They also had large entryways, which suggest a ceremonial function related to the movement of people in and out of these features.
Heckenberger says there are other clues about how various areas were used. Some are peppered with mounds of debris, suggesting people lived there. But the lack of those garbage mounds elsewhere is part of the evidence that other areas may have been used for ceremonies.
Those ceremonies might have been related to the initiation as adults of people in the society. They may have been related to mortuary or funeral feasts.
The discovery is important because it's yet another challenge to what many anthropologists thought they knew about that part of the Amazon, that only small, unsophisticated groups lived there before Europeans arrived. Now, Alceo Ranzi and his colleagues say the size and complexity of the geoglyphs suggests a sophisticated civilization of up to 60,000 people. The researchers are also acutely aware that their groundbreaking discovery is bittersweet for the scientific community. The Acre geoglyph site was engulfed long ago by a rainforest. It was found only after being exposed by massive logging and ground clearing, which is destroying the area's ecology. Anthropologist Marty Parsonen is part of the research team.
It is very sad to see how the current population are cutting the trees, and at the same time they are helping us to find disappeared civilizations. It's really an irony.
So far, there's no trace of the gold that Spanish conquistadors were looking for in their mythical city 500 years ago. But the researchers plan to continue studying the Acre geoglyphs anyway, perhaps for decades, looking for clues about the lives of the mysterious Amazonian people. For The World, I'm Marina Giovanelli.